Is he a vampire? Does he even age? Well, he has aged a bit, but it's still amazing how even at 59, a few weeks shy of 60, in fact, Tom Cruise is still entertaining the world over. He's still doing his own stunts and so far does not seem to likely retire anytime soon, truly showing us that age is nothing but a number. I'm Brian June, and I'll be back right after this song. Let's go, 원하는 대로, 끌린 대로, 어디든 가고 싶잖아. That was Promise 9 with Airplane Mode. And you guys are listening to K-Pop Connection. Guess what? It's Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. Tom Cruise was in Korea to promote his new film Top Gun Maverick over the weekend. It was his 10th visit to Korea, the most by any major Hollywood actor that we've heard so far. Now, Top Gun Maverick is what we call a legacy sequel to the 1986 Tony Scott film Top Gun about the U.S. Navy's elite school fighter pilots. Now, it follows the current trend of trading or taking former hits and refashioning them for a younger generation. Now, what's different about Top Gun Maverick is that the lead action hero remains. They didn't get a new actor. They didn't get a new improved actor. They remade it and kept it Tom Cruise, even after nearly three decades. Now, since opening up in the U.S. last month, it has been doing well in the box office, becoming Cruise's biggest domestic grosser, even counting inflation. Now, I wonder how it'll do in Korea. Got my fingers crossed. I haven't seen it yet. But it seems it will appeal to fans remembering the 80s Top Gun movie, of course, and nostalgic for the past, as well as the younger generations looking forward to some Hollywood-style action. We hope it will continue to breathe some life to the domestic cinema industry, which is buoyed a bit by the latest success of the Roundup, but has been stagnated for quite some time by COVID-19. So, fingers crossed, Top Gun, Tom Cruise, can't wait to watch it because, of course, this was my age era when it first came out. So much love to Mr. Tom Cruise, who I want to look like him when I'm 60 years old or 59. All righty, guys. And I hope this movie flies and explodes in, you know, with all the love from all the Koreans out there. And we have a great song for you guys. We have Epic High with Fly. Welcome back, everyone. That was Epic High with FLY Fly. And we have some quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune into our show. We have shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You can check out our website for more details at world.kbs.co.kr. The KBS World Radio English Service page on the Book of Faces, and follow us on the gram at KBS K-Pop. You guys can enjoy KBS World Radio's K-Pop programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. If you are in Malaysia, download the Shook or SYOK app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour nonstop streaming of your favorite K-Pop shows. Also, if you're tuning in via podcast, please, please rate us 5 stars for all of our listeners and people searching for our show. They can tune in as well and learn about the latest in K-pop. And we love to hear from you guys as well, so make sure you message us on all our message boards and DM us whatever you prefer. Right now, we're going to take a song break with two great songs back to back. First up, we have Big Bang, Still Life, 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. And after that, we have Kyungso with Dear My Ex, 나의 Ex에게. 이듬해지려 꽃 피는 봄 한여름밤의 꿈 가을차 겨울 내리는 내 곁에 있어줘 내겐 너뿐이라고 Would you like coffee or would you want tea? Make up your mind. Are you guys ready to wind down together? Or if you want to wake up, you want to get refueled? Well, you're going to have to keep it right here for Coffee or Tea. It's our segment where we have a little chit-chat about anything and everything, and we like to spark up a conversation. Now, you guys know there's been a lot of speculations in the news with BTS and the members and the next moves, what they're going to do, because on their YouTube that, you know, they had a video that sent fans and investors going cray-cray into a frenzy last week. But one thing we know for sure, their music and the latest album is selling like crazy, like hotcakes, y'all. Not only did their latest single, Yet to Come, come in at number one on KBS's very own Music Bank K-Chart, but Proof, which the song is a lead track of, has topped the U.S. Billboard's main albums chart for this week, becoming the sixth chart topper from the group. Now, Billboard said the anthology album landed atop the Billboard 200 by earning 314,000 equivalent album units in the U.S. alone in the week ending June 16th, and the overwhelmingly majority of that unit figure was driven by CD album sales. I didn't even know CDs even came out anymore. Not surprisingly, since the anthology is a 3-CD set with 48 tracks, a sure collector's album, especially for all the fans and, of course, ARMY fans or the ARMY, whatever you... they're called ARMY or the ARMY? ARMY, right? Just ARMY? There you go. Just correcting myself, y'all. Although the members announced that they would take a break from focusing on solo activities, they have accepted the Busan City government's request to serve as promotional ambassadors for the city's bid to host the World Expo in 2030. Busan competing with Italy's Rome and Saudi Arabia's Riyadh to host the event. So, big ups to them, and I hope they do our country proud because they have done that so far, and so far so good, BTS. So we got two songs coming your way. Of course, we got a BTS track. It is called Yet to Come, and after that, we have Bia with Love Me. Was it honestly the best? Cause I just wanna see the next. 부지런히 지나온 어제들 속에 참 아름답게 You're my star, 내 편이 돼줘. You're my star, 내 곁에 있어줘. 나의 별이 되어줘. Star,
PD야.
Welcome to Starpedia. My question to you guys is, how curious are you about some artists out there, you know, behind all their K-pop tracks and all their all-time favorite songs? And this is our weekly Tuesday segment where we go over interesting stories as well as fun facts of different artists in the K-pop scene from their debut to present day, together with the lovely, the extravagant, the elegant Lita.
I'll take it. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys, a little lesson you can take away from Brian. Flattery will get you anywhere.
Oh, do you prefer flattering? Yeah. Or if somebody gave you like a random, like you didn't expect it, but they just gave you like a bouquet of flowers or something.
Ew, why can't I have both?
I mean, you can, but if you had to choose, do you prefer somebody like kind of like saying, you know, compliments about you? Or
I feel like this is going to like the deeper level.
No, I'm just curious because everyone's different.
Although one of my love language is gifts, because
giving or receiving?
Both.
Oh.
And my defense for that, because I know how shallow that makes me sound, but I had working parents, and so they would travel and they would bring back home usually nice goods.
And I think that's a good thing, because receiving gifts also, a person who's good at receiving gifts, for the person giving the gift, it feels good. Like, I've had friends, because I know my love language also is giving, and also, I forget, there's one more, it wasn't receiving gifts, but...
Words of affirmation.
Maybe like
quality
that.
Time.
But as a gift giver, if I give someone a gift and all of a sudden they're like, oh, thanks, it kind of crushes you. You're like, I went all the way out to so-and-so because I know you like this or that, you know, or I got a certain pastry because I knew you love that flavor.
I went out of the way. Yeah. I drove miles and miles to get, oh, I'm sorry, kilometers and kilometers to get you the
miles
perfect.
And miles if you're in the UK and the States. But like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then, if somebody goes, oh my gosh, this is so great. Even if they don't actually mean it.
Yeah.
But just saying that as a person who receives the gifts makes the giver feel good about themselves.
That's right. I think being a good gift receiver is...
very important.
It's very important too. It's a full cycle, if you will. So yes, I'll take the flowers.
Exactly.
I'll be expecting flowers next week, Brian.
All righty. All right. I got seven of those flowers for you.
Ooh, Nice segue. Nice segue. All right, guys. Today's guest of honor, GOT7. Mm-hmm. As you may have guessed, they have 7 members. Although sometimes they don't do that. 17 actually has 16 members. It's really confusing.
I know what 17 meant. It was like 16 members, and then the plus one is the teamwork thing.
Yes, that, right? Good. Impeccable memory.
I had to interview them on my old, I guess I'm going to say.
TV show?
It was a YouTube show.
Oh.
But it was owned by the N.
No. Gotcha.
May, whatever. That, okay. Hey. It's so hard on radio. You can't say certain things. You can't. So.
You can't endorse anything.
Exactly.
Anyway, our point being, today's guest of honor, GOT7.
GOT7.
7 members. Yep. What really set them apart, because honestly, so many boy bands and girl groups debut every year, but this was a multinational group, and they really committed to this idea. Members came from Korea, Hong Kong, Thailand, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they covered a lot of grounds, right? And it's a Taiwanese-American. And Wright Jackson, so he kind of covers 2 different countries there,
and he speaks English too,
really fluently.
You know, Korean, yeah. He speaks Taiwanese,
yes.
He speaks, I think he speaks other dialects of Chinese and English. So he's like,
look at that. Jack of all trades.
Yes.
Jack of all trades. Okay, so what else set them apart? So all boy bands have excellent choreography. That's not new to us anymore. But apparently they try to actively include elements of martial arts like paitagi or turning. Paitagi, how does it even translate to? High kicks? Low kicks?
I would just say kicks.
Low kicks, high kicks, middle kicks.
High paitagi, low paitagi.
I don't know.
I
don't speak martial arts.
Me
I apologize.
Neither.
But
I still
love
martial arts films, but I don't speak the language.
Like wax on, wax off?
Exactly. I ain't no Mr. What's his name?
Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. I forgot his name. Oh my gosh.
It's long time ago, guys.
Yes.
Street dancing. There are elements of all of this in GOT7's choreographies.
Yeah.
They debuted back in 2014 with a rather, I think, impressive track. Got It was the album title, because it's GOT7. Got It. It peaked at number 2 on Kaon album chart, number 1 on Billboard's World Albums chart. I mean, they were kind of dubbed the next 2PM, so it was a big deal. There was, I think, hype and a lot of promotional activities coming from JYP. Now, this is what else is really impressive for me. They left JYP early 2021. They promised the fans that they wouldn't disband. Now, that's a lot easier said than done, but they really committed to that. And with all of these representations, despite all the odds, they came together and they returned with a new album for the fans in the month of May this year. Isn't that something?
That's actually really nice, because fans always hear things like, oh, we'll never break up, we'll come back.
Yeah.
And certain groups will disperse and never come back together.
Yeah.
You know? So I would say, if you're going to be an artist or an entertainer, just be careful with your words, because if you say you're going to promise to do something, most likely the fans are going to expect that to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you don't want to crush no one's hearts.
No. So let's listen to that brand new song from their latest EP titled GOT7. This is their title track.
It's called Na Na Na. That was GOT7 with Na 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 Na. I don't know how many Na's are in there. That was our latest single, of course. And we're back in the studio because guess what? We're talking about GOT7.
That's right. We just want to highlight the fact that this latest album is a feat by all measurable standards. Because if you think about having 7 different agencies, 7 different representations, 7 different members, having all kinds of personal promotional activities, saying we're going to set that aside.
That's got to be difficult, though.
It's just
7 agencies. Everybody wants in on that income as well. So it's like, I don't know how that goes on.
I mean, sometimes we forget that singers, actors, they're all freelancers too, and which means when they make money, they may look like they make a lot of money, but during their downtime, they sometimes have little to no income. And so ironing out those details,
I know that from experience.
That's just the hard, cold truth. We only see the glitz and glamour from afar, but if you get a close up, sometimes making ends meet is difficult, even for members with all of the star power. And so setting aside those personal interests, and from the agency's perspective, it's all about the money, right?
Exactly.
Setting that aside for a second and saying, yes, we're gonna keep good on that promise with the fans, release an album as promised. That's so exciting, guys, and near impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know. I think this is a big moment for the group.
Huge moment. I'm hoping that this blows up for them even more and worldwide because they work so hard.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are in different companies and they still got back together.
Yeah.
It just shows that they're very, very passionate and about their work and they want to keep their word with their fans. So they're, what's that word like? Is that called? That promise when you keep with your fans. Not fandom. What is that called?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I always thought there was a word for that.
We can create a word.
Well, yeah, your relationship
Fandiverse.
With the fans.
Oh, relationship with the fans.
Like
that works.
Fanship. Fanship? Fantaship. So like
here,
a fantasy
here
fan
on KPC with
relation.
Brian, we like putting new terms.
My thing is, my another question is, how do these little Ebonics, little urban, little short abbreviated new slangs come up anyway?
We just push for it actively. We create hashtags.
So I can make a word.
Yes, and see if it gains traction. So before...
Fantaship.
Excuse me?
Fantaship. The relationship between a fan and an artist.
Fantaship?
Fan-a-ship. So fan, F-A-N, A for the artist, fan-a-ship. There you go. Copyright.
Fantaship. Your word of the day.
But if that word ever makes it out there, God yes. Seven and their fans have a good fantaship.
Oh, I love it.
See?
I hope it sticks. I'm going to just try using for a few weeks, see if our listeners remember. Okay, you guys, I've got to ask Brian a question because honestly, does it take more than just agencies and these members' personal sacrifices come together? Do you think it takes a little bit more extra oomph, like maybe a good relationship? Do you think that's also
good
a factor?
Good relationships are very important.
Yeah, between
because
the members.
Because if you don't have good relationships at all with your members, first of all, you're not going to want to work with them.
This is a good question.
And if you don't want to work
only
with them,
humans.
You're not going to be motivated to go in the studio to record or lay down any tracks.
That's right. That's right.
And then, of course, with groups like them, they have so many members is who sings what? Who raps where? Who does what? You know, what if one person does like even like 5% more vocals on the track? You know, some other member might get upset. So as long as you are in agreement and you have a good relationship, that kind of stuff shouldn't bother you.
Yeah,
but I've seen
true.
Groups like... I don't want to say names, but you'll be in the dressing room and be like, oh, so-and-so sang more on this track, so my company favors him more or her more.
It happens, guys. It's I mean, even the fans are very aware. It's a really touchy topic, too, if you think about
it.
It's
but a trigger. Time, sometimes, like, if you're in a group where one member is more like, you know what, I don't care how much I sing as long as I get to perform. You know, you have someone like that.
A big person.
Yeah, and the fans won't know that. The fans are like, oh my gosh, like, why does so-and-so get more of a part of a song than so-and-so, you know? Let our oppa or Luna or, you know, whatever sing more.
Yeah.
But sometimes they might not want to sing that much.
That's
or rap much.
That's right. So to preserve a fanship, it turns out, it's sticking, Brian, I think, fanship.
Oh, you said it. It sounded smooth, too.
Yeah.
Fanship.
To preserve fanship, it takes a great deal of, I think, compromise and sacrifice and great relationship.
Amen.
And because it came up with this album during the pandemic. Can you imagine what that was like logistically? yes,
like
exactly.
For me, I feel like as a fan,
if
I was going through depression, this will be one of those things like, you know what? I have something to look forward to.
Yes,
you know?
That's
because we're all going through some dark times and all of a sudden, what? My boys, GOT7, they came out with a new album? Shoot.
This was
I have something to look forward to.
That's right. So they Zoom their way through it with a lot of video calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a huge element. So since their departure from JYP, of course, the members of GOT7 would want to preserve their branding, right? Mm. To come up with a new band name. Like, sure, that could work. But it's such a waste to take a good brand and just throw it out because they don't have the trademark for it. Well,
true.
JYP was pretty big on this. And they let GOT7 take the trademark without any kind of deals or costs or strings attached. That's really big of the agency. If you remember, Beast had to rebrand as Highlight.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big tug of war between the agencies and the members who were leaving. And I know, for-profit companies, it's tricky. But that's pretty big of JYP too, right?
Yeah.
All these pieces had to fall
We went
into place.
Through that too. When we first left SM, we were worried, like, are they going to not let us use our name? Fly to the sky? But... we didn't leave on bad terms, you know.
Yeah.
We met with the CEO. We met with all the heads of the company, and we had a nice dinner. It's like, you know, the thing that he said to us, Isuman Sansini, was, think of a record label like your very first girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, that's so poetic.
Yeah. Sometimes you fall in love with this person, and you could be a lifelong partner, and you can get married to him.
Mm.
Sometimes it doesn't work out, so you break up, and you move on to another relationship.
Mm.
And when he said that at dinner, I was like, oh my gosh.
The
I was like, Isuman Sansini, are you God?
To
poetic.
To some, yes.
Exactly. And the fact that he said, and a lot of people are like, oh, they're big agencies. All they want to do is suck the money out of artists and, you know, work them to death.
It's not true.
Like when he said that, and he even said, he goes, and Flight of the Sky, I don't want anything from it. Mm-hmm, just use your name. That's who you guys started off as. Mm-hmm. It's only right that you continue to use that name. So I was like, yo, anybody out there trying to be in the K-pop business? Sound what I said, man.
All right. That is a pretty hefty endorsement coming from Brian. All right, guys, we're going to take a short song break. Take things all the way to the beginning for GOT7 from their debut album. We have Girls, Girls, Girls. Okay. And we're going to follow it up with which track, Brian?
GOT7's A. Welcome back in the studio. We're continuing to talk about the great GOT7.
I'm sure they would really appreciate approval coming from Brian. That was A. And Girls, 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 if you're a big Wonder Girls fan, yes, they sampled a Wonder Girls track, Tell Me, and put it into their debut song. I feel like that's a big stamp of approval, don't you think? Because it would mean that everyone who loved Tell Me, which was like the entire peninsula. Yeah.
Right? It's one of the songs you can't get out of your head.
No.
You hear it once, even if you're not a fan of, you know, the Wonder Girls, like, tell me, tell me, tell me. You're like, oh, shoot, that song stuck in my head.
Oh, that was so good. How did you do that?
You just got to hit your little Adam's apple.
What if I don't have an Adam's apple?
In that vicinity.
There you go. You're walking away with the talent, everybody. All right. So GOT7 honestly debuted with such a big bang that perhaps we don't need to revisit their beginnings, but maybe we ought to. Their first full-length album was released the same year in 2014. That's sometimes rare. I think boy bands, girl groups, they like to do singles at first just to test the waters. This way they can drop many singles, which is what Twice did from the same label. Right? Yeah. I mean, it was single. And then maybe like a year and a half into, they're like, maybe we'll test the waters with the first full length album. Yeah. So it takes time. But.
And some people love a full length album.
I do. Yeah. I appreciate it because I feel like it's like. It's like a good book of literature as opposed to short stories. Like it tells you a narrative. Yeah. And sometimes as a fan, that's what you want. Sometimes they showcase like a different color because they have more songs. Like,
I mean,
I don't
get me wrong. I do like a single, but you know, back in the day when singles came out, it'd be like two singles for an upcoming album. And those singles would be put on the full length album.
Yeah.
And you always looked forward to it. But nowadays, it's like some artists will come out with like six singles.
Yeah.
And you're like, when will the full-length album come out?
Yeah, there's something beautiful about the full-length album story. Mm. And it seems like at least some boy bands and girl groups who have a big enough fan base are going back to it and saying, yeah, this is the good old days of K-pop. We'll do this too. And we highly appreciate it.
Especially the fans.
Yes.
Because they can just play the whole album on repeat while they're doing things like what I do, like at home cleaning the house. You know, I'm a big fan of Ed Sheeran, so I put Ed Sheeran's music from his first album to his latest album on repeat. I play his music videos on my TV screen, too, when I'm cleaning.
And that's so fun. I don't know, like Ed Sheeran has a lot of songs.
He has a lot of songs. And it's not just his songs. Yeah. I also listen to songs that he wrote for other artists.
Oh, like
so
Justin
sometimes
Bieber.
A Miley Cyrus song might come out. Yeah. Or like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Of course, BTS, Permission to Dance pops up there.
Did
Justin Bieber. But right now we're talking about GOT7.
Let's. Before I say goodbye to Brian, I did want to revisit some of their record-breaking moments of their career so far. They went full throttle since the beginning. Honestly, they debuted with such a bang again that perhaps I don't need to revisit this, but their first full-length album, Identity, with the lead track Stop, Stop It, peaked at number 4 on Billboard's World Digital Songs charts. They held their first Japanese tour, GOT7's first Japan tour in 2014. That was shortly after their debut, and that was sold out, to say the least. They apparently hold, get this, a record for first Korean act to chart on Billboard's Artist 100 since Psy.
Wow.
From their fifth EP, Flight Log Departure. The song titled Fly charted number 15 on Billboard's Year and World Albums chart. Their other song, Hard Carry, debuted at number 1 on Billboard's World Albums chart. The list really goes on. And the group also ranked number 6 on Billboard's Year and World Albums Artist chart, making them the highest charting act other than BTS.
Wow. Well,
I mean, that's a lot of...
I want to applaud them on that one.
I really want to say, did you guys get the memo? There's a really short list of people who actually top these prestigious Billboard charts. And I know our go-to is Psy, BTS, there's G-Dragon, of course, EXO-21.
And I'm not jealous at all.
Baby steps, Brian, baby steps.
I learned, as I get older, you don't need to be jealous. You should be proud for their successes because, you know, showing the support is you succeeding as well. I feel like holding back and holding a grudge, I'm like, I wish I was in their spot. I wish I was number one. I wish I was on the Billboard charts. No, I'm glad where I am right now. Yeah. I'm very content and I'm proud of these people representing South Korea.
Brian, I feel like that shows true character. I knew you were wired this way, but what way to say goodbye.
It is time to say goodbye and we'll have Lena back next week. But right now, we're going to play two songs back to back. We have GOT7's Fly and Hard Carry. Goodbye, Lena.
See you next week.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today. And taking us out, the beautiful vocals of Paul Kim with One More Time. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Karen Choi. And I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. You guys can disconnect now.